Good afternoon. I'm Madonna Guy, and this is the Natural Alternative Podcast. Welcome. I've got a couple of things to share with you this afternoon. One of them is quite distressing, but I feel like we are in another phase of legally stealing children. So let's go to that video first. And this is for me, this is quite hideous in that if you look at the big picture going on worldwide, there's a medical technocracy taking over that really is nothing to do with parents' rights. It's nothing to do with the rights of the children. It's more about punishing people who do not agree with the state. In this case, the CCP state of New Zealand. So let's go to our first video. So I'm going to play the first couple of minutes of this video. So if you don't know this story, a little baby, baby Will, his parents wanted him to have unvaccinated blood for his operation that he requires. They found donors, they found doctors willing to look at the studies associated with utilizing unvaccinated blood versus vaccinated blood. There are definite differences associated with them. There are some of the things like the spike proteins that are still in vaccinated blood. There's been studies on the spike proteins causing heart defects, issues with the prions crossing blood-brain barriers, early onset dementia, and all sorts of things. So really quite distressing. So this little child is now a ward of the state, essentially, to go through all of his health things with the New Zealand government and the New Zealand medical system.
Hey, don't do it. Things happen before the surgery. I know you just removed you. You're probably.
So they're blocking her from seeing her child.
We do not authorize any of that. Listen to what you've got to say. You are criminal. You guys are criminal. You're going to be reported. The criminals are talking. As criminals who come in here and take babies from their mothers. You understand that you kidnapped a
They just don't care these days. So I'll just read what is on Senator Malcolm Roberts' site. New Zealand authorities have lawfully kidnapped a child from his parents to forcibly perform a medical treatment on him when there was an equally valid treatment available that the parents supported. Baby William required a blood transfusion with the parents, which the parents agreed to as long as the blood was from unvaccinated donors. The parents had found suitable donors for the request, yet New Zealand health authorities declined it. The matter ended up in the courts, which ruled in favour of the authorities. The judge said the parents would remain the guardians of the child, but all health matters would now be determined by the state. The mother was not allowed to hold Will all night. She was not allowed to cuddle him. She was also not allowed to sleep all night, as she was told that if she did any of this, she would be forcibly removed back to the ward from the pre-op room and would not see the baby before the operation. The traumatic way in which this situation has been treated does not make sense. This video is confronting, but it is the reality of what medical tyranny means.
Baby from its mother, without the consent of their parents, You guys have got to understand that you're. Just need to be with them. Do what you need to do. You need to be with them. You need to be with them. Please.
Make sure you hit the embassy.
This goes on for another 4 minutes. It's just horrific. And this is just the start. How many billions of people worldwide have been forced to be vaccinated in the last few years, or they would lose their homes, they would lose their jobs? And how many people have been injured and have died because of the vaccines now? Now, this isn't even to do with the vaccination, although they'll probably jab that poor little baby behind their backs, because this is what governments around the world are doing as well. We have it in law here in Queensland, in New South Wales, in Western Australia, in Victoria, at the very least. They're the states I know about here in Australia, where if you go in for a medical procedure, they can vaccinate you behind your back when you are underneath the knife. Frickin' criminal. Anyway, these poor darlings, my heart really breaks for them. Please send a prayer for little baby Will, that everything ends up being okay for them. Okay, that's my first one. If you want to go find that, that was shared on Malcolm Roberts. He's with the Pauline Hanson One Nation Party here in Australia. People see the One Nation Party as being racist. It is furthest from the truth. The One Nation Party spend more time with the Indigenous of Australia than more than any other politicians. Anyone who says that are just trying to divide and conquer, which is, of course, the aim of big politics, to make people hate each other and keep people from connecting, because that's the whole aim worldwide, is to disconnect human beings. Now, the second thing I want to share with you, this one goes for 3.5 minutes. And I do want to share the lot, because if you haven't heard these human beings speak, you really need to know what the elites are saying about us, the humans on the planet. That is not their intention, for us to stay humans on the planet for very long. And this is a nice little compilation of bigwigs across the planet and assuming that they know what's best for us. So let's just have a listen to how the World Economic Forum feel about humans like you and me.
It's much worse to be irrelevant than to be exploited. Those who fail in the struggle against irrelevance would constitute a new useless from the viewpoint, the economic and political system. And this uselessness will be separated by an ever-growing gap of the ever more elite.
You know what I call other people, the fourth industrial revolution. It's industrial revolution.
A fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Biological knowledge multiplied by computing power, multiplied by data, equals the ability to hack humans.
Can you hear what they're saying? The ability to hack humans. This was in 2020.
Governments, corporations, and armies are likely to use technology to enhance human skills that they need, like intelligence and discipline, while neglecting other human skills, like compassion, artistic sensitivity, and spirituality.
But they don't mention that. The one that they focus on is compliance. Compassion. Not a lot of that going on the planet at the moment.
Embassy will be integrated to an ecosystem driven by big data, driven particularly a close business, civil society.
Humans will simply not be able to understand the computer's decisions. So even in supposedly free countries, humans are likely to lose control over our own lives and also lose the ability to understand public policy.
Now, what he's saying there, this is what in Australia, we are slowly but surely changing our legislation so that doctors won't even have the choice with how to treat you. This has just happened in California, in America. They've basically made it so that doctors can be jailed if they speak out against public health policy. We've got something similar here in Queensland. New South Wales has adopted it. They've just passed a similar law back in September over Western Australia. So people won't understand, but what they're looking at is tracking our every moment. They can turn up here in Australia, they can turn up at our door, take us away because we don't understand. We are the pleb of a human being who doesn't understand why they're a danger to public health.
We'd be like a tsunami.
Luciferase, bioluminescence, luciferase. This is quantum dot technology that these invisible scannable tattoos made with the bioluminescent luciferase. This is Bill Gates. This is part of the process that means that they will know exactly where you're up to with your vaccinations because they will have apps on phones that can scan over us and see whether or not we're up to date with our vaccines.
Just imagine North Korea in 20 years when everybody has to wear a biometric bracelet which constantly monitors your blood pressure, your heart rate, your brain activity 24 hours a day. You listen to a speech on the radio by the great leader, and they know what you actually feel. They clap your hand and smile, but if you're angry, they know you'll be in the gulag tomorrow morning.
Public-private corporation. This is the billionaires paying for other billionaires to control our planet. People really have to understand that this is not about making the world a better place. This is about them taking everything from us. In 2016, they had that ad campaign, you will own nothing and you will be happy. They are doing it bit by bit. There's been the biggest wealth transfer in the last 3 years, more than anything else has ever happened on the planet. A couple of days ago, there were 150 terrorists that were arrested in Germany for threatening to take over the country. And of course, what they didn't say was, that these people are probably just like you and me, people who are looking at Germany saying, hey, you're not going to be able to use your electricity this winter. We're not going to give you gas. We're not going to give you fuel. You will be cold and starving and freezing and not able to go outside because it will be snowing and it will be minus 30 degrees outside. It is crazy what's going on, and governments around the world are also redefining terrorism. It's just a crazy time. For a little bit of positivity, I'm going to share Dr. Vrindana Shiva. I love her to bits. This is her giving some hope. So she's talking about Big Ag. This is a beautiful little presentation, a couple of minutes long, and it is just fabulous in pulling together and understanding how the big wigs, the billionaires of the world, how they want to control all food, and then they want to use that to control us, the people. We, the people, need to stand up and fight. We, the people, need to create communities. We, the people, need to know our farmers. We, the people, need to help where we can out there in the world and make a better place, because otherwise it's not going to be here in 10, 20, 30 years for our kids and our grandkids. It's just not going to be here. We will all be dead. So listen to Vrindana Shiva. She puts a, as always, a fantastic spin on the world around us.
They have posited themselves as inventors.
when basically we've done a new report. It's because Bill Gates announced a new project called Ag One. You know, all agriculture will be one agriculture controlled by him. Where does he set up the office of Ag One? In Missouri, where Monsanto's headquarters is. But we watch what's going on in India and we pieced it together. So basically, he's financing a lot of data mining for farmers, which will then be packaged back as big data and sold back to farmers. This is exactly what happened in your 2016 elections. Facebook sold data to Cambridge Analytica. So when you think of why are the kind of leaders that we have getting created, very important to remember that in these 25 years of corporate deregulation of commerce, you basically have a lot of money in the hands of very few people. They then are the ones investing in all the companies. The companies are not independent companies anymore. They're basically billionaire money managed by the investment funds like BlackRock and Vanguard, etc. They also know that everywhere, people are on the streets. Just look at this year. Show me a country where there weren't protests. Chile, Beirut, Hong Kong, everywhere. So how do you deal with the rising demand for a change? We threw out the East India Company in 1857. The Crown took over. They established a policy called divide and rule. And then they started to divide Hindus and Muslims because Hindus and Muslims had stood together to defend their land, their livelihoods, their freedom. It took from 1857 to about 1920 for all kinds of means, census, fake identity, because, you know, people in India would say, I'm a Hindu and a Muslim, because they'd go to mosques and they'd go to temples. And when they'd be asked, who are you? They'd say, I'm a gardener. I'm a blacksmith. For them, the religious part was very, very secondary. Their occupation was their main identity, the place where they came, the community they came from. And this took so long. This is what led to our partition. That partition is still being played out. It's an incomplete project. So divide and rule becomes a necessity for the 1% to continue to hold on to. What are the economic policies being pushed while people are divided? Because that's really the agenda. In 1906, when this divide and rule and apartheid was being put in place. Apartheid hadn't been named apartheid then. It was only named as a system in 1948. But in 1906, the British wanted to turn Indians in South Africa into second-class citizens. So they wrote an Indian Act. Indians had to carry, had to register on race, and they had to carry their identities all the time. And a lot of what's happening right now in India around this identity issue is related to that history of the Satyagraha. But most importantly, a police officer could enter your house and demand your papers. You couldn't trade locally. You couldn't practice professions. And so the people said, we would rather die. This refusal to cooperate with unjust law is what Gandhi called Satyagraha as a duty of truth. He was inspired by Thoreau, who refused to pay the poll tax here against the slave system. He inspired Martin Luther King. And the civil rights movement is very much inspired by Gandhi. It is when King started to take up the economic justice and economic equality issues, that's when he was assassinated. Because the part is you can talk in very sweet ways about civil liberties, but you don't touch economic justice. And the economy is, for me, it's a double violence because the origin of the word, the meaning of the word economy comes from oikos, our home. The Aristotelian name is Oikonomia, the art of living. And when you turn the art of living into the art of money making, which Aristotle called primatistics, then you have to practice violence against the earth and violence against others, destroy their livelihoods, destroy their freedoms, take away their resources. So the violence is multiple. And I look into the future. I say, why are we building detention centers everywhere in India, along the border of Mexico? Because I feel that if we don't activate our sense of interconnectedness.
They're not just building detention centers everywhere, but I'm sure you've seen the act in the States. They actually have something like 160,000 guillotines that are waiting to go. Like, this is a big long-term plan to take down the people who don't want to do what the government doesn't, you know, what people who don't believe in the government anymore. It's absolutely crazy and criminal.
With all life, with all people. If we don't start sowing the seeds of what I have called a democracy, we are going to see 99% people as disposable, especially with the tech working on artificial intelligence, to make sure all the mechanical work is made redundant, whether it be in radiography or law or whatever. Mechanical work will be substituted. And if that's the case, 99% people are disposable. So you can either share this beautiful planet with love and abundance and sustainability, or say, it's all mine, every bit of land, every seed, every mind, because what's being mined is our mind now. And if we don't defend the freedoms of all species and the freedoms of all human beings, we could see within 20, 30 years, a level of disposability built into the structures that humanity will not be able to respond to. This is the time to make oneness and interconnectedness. It's one humanity on one planet, the political project of it. We have to remember we are one humanity. We are part of one earth. And whatever we do, we will not let this basic recognition divide us, either from the earth or from each other. And together we are strong.
Though free to think and act, we are held together like stars in the firmament with ties inseparable. These ties cannot be seen, but we can feel them. We are all one. That's Nikola Tesla. So I love Vrindana Shiva. And I love the fact that she is a positive human being. She has solutions. She talks about oneness. She talks about community. She talks about connection. She knows the history of everything and how it has been playing out. She knows the big players across the planet, who's in creating the laws, the legislation, and everything that is creating these man-made cages we are building that many of us are putting ourselves into. So we really need to learn how to do stuff. We need to know how to grow our own food. We know how to build, to learn how to build things, to learn how to be self-reliant without the government. The more reliant we are on the government, the more rules they can put in place. And the more rules they have in place, the faster we are heading to our own demise. Here in Australia, it's just one law after another. They are passing things at the speed of light. I don't know what it's like where you are, but I'm watching world politics and it feels like these things are speeding up at the drop of the hat. For little baby Will, right back at the beginning, countries like Canada are discussing creating laws that make it a mental illness to be afraid of vaccines so that they can legally drug you to give you the shots. The doctors and scientists I'm working with every Wednesday morning, what we're being told are in these vaccines are not in these vaccines. These vaccines are so much more than that, and they are not for our health. They are not for our health. They are not protecting you from anything. And the proof of that is coming out with many doctors and scientists and engineers looking at what's actually in these vials. So we need to be looking after our health. We need to be finding solutions. We need to be looking at any way we can move forward on the planet in a healthy, generous, beautiful way so that humanity can move forward with love and kindness and empathy rather than with what they want in the fourth industrial revolution, which is just to get rid of the useless eaters. Take care, everyone. I'll talk to you again soon. I hope you enjoy Vrindavan. I love her little presentations, and I'll talk to you all again soon. Take care.